Welcome to the How I Scaled Service podcast. I'm Caitlin Stremple, founder and CEO of Rising Ranks Digital. We help service-based businesses get to the top of their industry by getting found online. We believe that you have a message that someone needs to hear, and that message can impact the world. Are you interested in becoming our next podcast guest? Stick around to the end and we'll tell you how you can do just that. Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to How I Scale Service Podcast. I'm your host, Genesis Amaris Kemp, and today you have the pleasure of hearing from Felix Velarde. He is the owner of 2Y3X Company, and I'm going to turn it over to Felix to introduce himself, tell you about the name of his company, why he called it what he called it, as well as let us know where he's located, and then we'll get to those burning questions I'm sure you're eager to know.
Excellent. Great to be here, Genesis. Thank you very much. I've now already forgotten the list of stuff that you want me to go through, but we'll muddle through. My name's Felix Velarde, as you say. I run something called the 2Y3X program. 2Y3X stands for 2 years, three times revenue. We're a growth accelerator. We take businesses that have got stuck at a growth plateau where you've already got product market fit. You've already got revenue of maybe a couple of million. May have 20 people working with you or 50 people, but you've hit a plateau. And we work with those companies over the course of 2 years to implement the changes that are required so that you can scale rapidly. I wrote a book about the process and how it works. It's a sort of wall-to-wall manual, if you like. We gave away all of our secrets. It's called Scale at Speed. That came out a few weeks ago. And is available in Audible and Kindle and Kobo and all the rest of it, and then comes out in paperback in the US in September. It's already out in the rest of the world. So yeah, that's me. That's what we do. We help businesses scale and have as much fun in the process as we possibly can.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Felix. And before we jump into some deep dive questions here, how did you come up with the 2Y3X?
So I had a long career as a serial founder. And I started one of the first web design companies in the world way back in 1994 and had a series of agencies. In fact, I had six agencies. Three of them were fantastic, really successful, sold for decent amounts of money. And three of them were, let's euphemistically call them learning experiences. And my entire career as the CEO and founder of a bunch of really good, or what I thought at the time, really good agencies, the holy grail was to find a way of productizing what you do. And finding a way of describing what you do in such a way that it resonates with your potential customers. And the fact is that the 2Y3X program is a two-year program. And we've got until COVID, we had 100% track record of doubling participants' revenue in the 2 years. And several times we tripled their revenue. So that's where the name came from, 2Y, 2 years, 3X. Three times revenue. We guarantee now to double somebody's revenue. If you join the program, we guarantee to double the revenue. So I guess technically we should be called 2Y2X just from the guarantee point of view. But the reality is 2Y3X is something we do every now and again, and we do enjoy it.
I love it. And thank you so much for explaining the back end story of it, because it definitely helps put things in perspective. And you mentioned that you were a serial founder. So just let's go back to your back end story before you got here. And the reason why I want you to go backwards is because sometimes people may see you where you are right now, but they forgot that it took various things for you to get to where you are right now. So walk us through your back end story briefly.
Very briefly, I quit school when I was 17. Because I decided I didn't like it. And started my first company a couple of years later, and that was a failure. And then my next company, that was a failure. And then I had been working with internet-based systems when the web got switched on. And the web got switched on, and I just thought, this is amazing. This is going to change the world. I want to be part of this. So I started a web design company. And that was a very successful one, became world famous. My business partner and I decided we wanted to go in different directions. So I started another web design company that became the most awarded digital agency in the world. And that was great, great fun. And we sold that, and it became the digital arm of what's now Mullen Lowe Proffera, part of Interpublic. And so I had this amazing career as, you know, every now and again, I'd start a new agency and sell it a couple of years later, or I'd start an agency and I'd screw it up and I'd have to sell it in a, you know, in dire straits. So I had lots and lots of, I made every mistake that you can possibly make as an entrepreneur. And I made some of those mistakes a few times. And it was an amazing experience. And I had some great successes. And I retired when I was 47. And then I took a year off, and I went and partied a lot, really, and came back and decided that I wanted to help other people like me. I'd spent the first 10 years of my career really being frustrated. I was helping to change the world. I was doing some amazing stuff. I helped define quite a lot of the digital marketing and social media things that are now commonplace, along with a bunch of other people. The thing that I didn't know how to do was run a business, and it got in the way, and it made the whole process really stressful. So what I do now, what the 2Y3X program is a way to hand over that knowledge, the experience of what does it really take to scale a business? What does it really look like on the other side of that sort of impenetrable ceiling? What do you actually have to do? How do you do it so that it's going to work? So that entrepreneurs can come to us, join the program, and get rid of all of that stress, because you don't have to invent it over and over again. You don't have to do trial and error, because there are people who've done it before. What we want you to do is to go off and change the world, or to be as creative, or to change the way things are done, or to have social impact, and not be hamstrung and stymied by the fact that you've never grown a company to $5 or $10 million before. That's what we're here for. We can help you do that, but that's, you know, so I to some degree, it's altruistic. To some degree, you know, it's a great business and we're now international. And to some degree, it's just a hell of a lot of fun.
I love that. And it's so amazing to hear people's back end story, because I tell people it's so important to know where someone came from and where they are now and how you begin to connect the dots. And as you were talking, you hear the passion in your voice. You also hear that you're owning your own truths. You also hear that, yes, I failed. Yes, I had obstacles. Yes, this happened to me, but it made you a better man. It made you a better business owner, and it made you a better mentor or coach if you mentor or coach people on the side. Mm-hmm. So it's so important that you look back to the past, but you don't relive it and you don't repeat the same mistakes that you did back then, because that would be insanity. But now you mm-hmm. already have the playbook to really carry it out fully and really come into the person that you want to be and how you want the world to view you, your brand, and your business as a whole. So now let's look at your mission, the mission behind 2Y3X. What is your mission statement, and what are some core values and competencies that you want people to know about the program?
So we don't have a mission statement. We are very, unusual in that we're reductionist. What I mean by that is we like to do things simply. Listen, there are, if you go and buy a copy of Vern Harnish's Scaling Up, which is the godlike masterwork in entrepreneurial, you know, how to do it, it's got all the instructions. The problem is it's incredibly complex and incredibly complicated. And really, you need 1,000 people in your organization to be able to have the bandwidth to be able to implement it. But it, my goodness, it is amazing. It's inspirational. I don't work with those kind of companies. I work with much smaller businesses. I work with, you know, companies that have got 50 people in them, not 1,000 people in them, and or 20 people or whatever. And so I wanted to make something that was truly accessible, that really is simple enough to actually deliver and actually get your people around you buying into. Because if you don't get the people around you buying into your plans, then they ain't going to happen. And scaling is about transformation. It's about saying, do you know what got us here is not going to take you there. We need new processes if our clients are going to be twice as big. We're going to need new ways of doing things if we've got twice as many employees or partners. We're going to need to, lots of things change as you grow. You know, you're coming out of short pants and putting on your grown-up trousers, right? It's so those changes can be quite traumatic, especially if you're doing them against the resistance of people in your organization. What you really want is for them to think, to design the changes themselves and then adopt it, because that way you get enthusiasm and you get serious scaling at serious speed, which is what we're all about, I guess.
Okay, I like that. So what I'm hearing is that simplicity is key, and you like the KISS method, keep it short and simple, and you also believe in allowing the people in your partnerships, your program, to really showcase who they are, what their business represents, by showing you, this is what I want to do, and then you tell them, this is what works, and this is what I've seen work, and you do it as, you know, a collaborative event and effort, and you're creating those synergies to really show them, in 2 years, this is how I could get you 2 times the revenue or 3 times the revenue by doing this together. Because you kind of, it sounds like you, Felix, as well as your brand as a whole, looked at the onion and you peel back the layers, and you said, you know what, I can't have a one-stop shop, and I don't have a one-size-fits-all, because this needs to be individual focus and brand specific. And the way to do that is to keep it simple. Would you agree, or am I off base here?
No, that's, I think you're about covering it. It's really funny, in the UK, which is where I'm based. So we started 2Y3X in London, but we now have offices in North America, East Coast and West Coast. We've got clients in Canada. We've got offices in the Middle East and in Africa, and, you know, clients all over Europe. The way that we approach things is by looking at what the owner's most ambitious goals are. Because setting little goals doesn't work, right? Small goal, a 10 or 20% a year incremental growth goal, is within the margin of error. So you set something really, really big and audacious. And so we work backwards from there. And what we do is we identify all the things we need to do in order to make those goals happen. If you want to sell your company, then do you know what? In 3 years' time, you need a team running your business already and a replacement for you. You need a replacement CEO or founder, right? If you want to sell your company and leave. And if that's the case, then the year before that, you need to have that team in place and practicing. And the year before that, which is this year, you need to be recruiting and identifying that team and training them. And so that happens across the whole of the business, in sales, in marketing, in business processes, finance, in controls, in profitability, you know, client retention, all those great things. So we start with the end goal in mind. We work our way backwards, figure out what we need to start doing now, put that stuff in order, and we do all of that work with a superstar team from within your business that is going to be driving all of that change. And the consequences are you get a team of people who own all of the future growth and development of your company, which means that it doesn't just have to be you as the owner. I found that really, really stressful, the sort of, oh, God, it's all on me all the time. So this distributes that load. it gets automatic buy-in because they've designed the solution. They've designed what they want to happen with you. And our job as facilitators of the process and as guiders and mentors and coaches, as we go through the process over the course of the 2 years, and it is very structured, but it is only one day a month, but that our job is to hold everybody's feet to the flames and make sure that the standards are right. And as you said, make sure that you don't go off down blind alleys and that you optimize things. You know, I know already that if you want to hire A players, you need to read who the A method for hiring. You need to figure out how to make that work for your business, and then you need to implement it, right? You don't need to read 1,000 books, because we've read 1,000 books and we know which are the ones that are going to work. Likewise, you know, most of my early career was experimentation. It was going off on tangents and thinking, well, I wonder if this works, and spending 6 months doing this that turned out to be a complete red herring and total distraction. Well, we know what that is. So, you know, joining a program like 2Y3X is partly about having a framework that you can trust because it's guaranteed. Partly about having people who've already been there. All of the people that I work, all of my colleagues, all of the principal consultants, they've all been CEOs and founders. They've all sold their own businesses. They've been where our clients are. And partly it's about us teaching people how to think and saying, listen, if we go down this route, these are the potential consequences. Do you really think that that's higher priority than going down this route, which is all about sales or customer retention or whatever? And so our job is to liberate our clients so that they can do their best, be their best selves, change the world, have a social impact, be the best agency in town or whatever it is. Be, you know, we've just taken on a data company. We've got a manufacturing company we've just taken on in Belgium. So, you know, all of our clients are different. But our job is to liberate and facilitate. And I mean, it's fun. But part of our job is also to hold our clients' feet to the flames and make certain that they don't come up with any excuses.
I like that. You definitely are being the accountability partner, and you're making sure your clients are not going to fail, because you've done that. You said, based on whenever you left school at a young age and you went through all the experimentations and this didn't work, this didn't work, and then you found something that worked, and then you sold it, and then you were on to the next project. So you have all the things that you learn, but you're still learning. And I tell people, if you're not learning, then you're not growing. And you definitely want to do business with somebody that will call you out on your stuff, that will hold you accountable, and that will stretch you beyond your thinking and cause you to rise up higher to those next levels, new elevations, new dimensions, and really get you to the level you aspire to be. So let's talk about passion as we begin to wind down. What are you passionate about, and how do you stay hungry for your passion, whether it's with 2Y3X or in general?
Well, I'm very strongly motivated by wanting to enable entrepreneurs to get on with doing what they wanted to do and take away the pain and the stress and of test and learn in terms of business. Because, you know, business has been running for quite a long time, right? And so I really, I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about it for a couple of reasons. One is because I wish I'd had that kind of access to something like this when I was an entrepreneur. And I wish my ego hadn't gotten in the way of looking for it. And so we often work with owners who've stagnated for a couple of years and have really come to the realization that they need outside help. So that's one part of it. But another part of it is, after 6 months, at the 6 months into the 2Y3X program, everything starts to gel inside the company. And we have this every week on a Wednesday afternoon. Whichever consultants are available from around the world, we'll gather and just compare notes and see where we're all, how we're all doing. And usually somebody will say, I'm at month three and I can just start to see it, you know, coming together. I'm at month six, it's gelled. And the whole team in my client has just started to get excited. It's month nine and it's rocking. And we went through the process of looking back at what we've achieved over the previous 9 months. We're at month 12, sales have taken off. You know, these are predictable things. And watching a team that you're working with hit these points and suddenly realize what power they've got, what capability that they've got, is magic. It's just, it's one of those things that just brings joy. When you see other people having that aha moment, it's amazing. Yeah, there's almost angels in the background. I know it sounds really cheesy, but there's joy in delivering this work with clients who are determined to scale their businesses.
I love that, because as you were talking, Felix, I wish you could have saw your face as you were talking about what you were passionate about and how you help others, how you're creating an impact. You just had this glow, your face was lighting up. And as you were saying, it's like, aha, it's like the angels are opening up and you're like, yes, this is it. Like, you're moving, you're grooving, you're creating synergies, you're worldwide, you're connecting the dots. And as they win, you win. So
half of our fee only gets paid when we've doubled their revenue. The whole business is aligned with our clients. And one of the problems I had, again, looking back at my early career, is too often in business, the client is your enemy. Yeah, they're the ones that you want to get more out of, or cross-sell or upsell, or they've got different ideas to you, or, you know, they're holding you back. I wanted a business where the clients and our business and our consultants are all absolutely aligned with the client's goals. The consultants get paid a huge, great bonus at the end by us if they hit the client's goals. Their share options are multiplied if they hit the client's goals. It makes perfect sense to me to have this thing where we're all going in the same direction, because that makes it fun. It makes for no stress. And I think business should be fun. And I wish I could just hand over that kind of, you know, when you're an entrepreneur, it's exhilarating at the beginning. And at a certain point, when you hit this ceiling over and over again, it starts to become, I don't know, demoralizing, and you lose the will you lose your enthusiasm. And the fantastic thing about the work that we do is seeing that enthusiasm coming back. And I want to maintain that enthusiasm for me and for my colleagues and my business partners, because when that's happening, business is just, it's awesome.
So what tips would you give to the listeners who are in the entrepreneurship journey right now, or they may have hit that glass ceiling or plateau and they want to scale up, but they just are at a holding spot and they're like, what do I need to do to get to the next level? Give us your top three tips.
Can one of them be call me? I'll tell you what the things that we come across almost universally that are the things that we recommend happen as tasks that have to happen in the first quarter of working together. One of them is identify your C players. And what I mean by a C player is the disengaged. C as in the letter C, as opposed to the A players, who are your superstars, right? So identify those people, the disengaged, the naysayers, the people who hold you back, the ones who gripe and moan and don't turn up on time and so on. The only reason that they're C players is not because they're bad people. The only reason is because they don't share your core values. And usually when you ship out a C player and you move them on to another company, they'll become an A player somewhere where they fit perfectly. And always when I say to a leadership team, okay, so who are your C players? They all look at each other and they say, yeah, it's Mark and Sally and Abid and whatever. Right? They all know who they are. And I say to them, so why are they still in your company? Well, you know, Sally organizes the beers on a Friday afternoon. What? Your C player, your disengaged, is responsible for your culture? Really? Yeah. So get rid of your C players. Identify them, move them somewhere where they will be happier and you will be happier without them. That's number one. Number two, proposition. Get your proposition right. Nail it on. Yeah. The proposition in my book is scale at speed. It does what it says on the tin, right? 2Y3X does what it says on the tin. 2 years, three times revenue, right? Nail your proposition. That's the only thing that counts, right? When it comes to sales and marketing and growth. If people know what you stand for, the ones that want what you do will come to you. If they don't want what you do, they won't waste your time. So it's great. You want clients and customers to be self-selecting. So get rid of your C players, sort out your proposition. And then I suppose the sort of self-serving top tip is go and buy yourself a copy of Scale at Speed. I think I earned 41 cents a copy sold because it's published by an international publishing group. But you can get it on audio. That will give you, it's the manual for the 2Y3X program. Read it, figure out where you want to start. If you want help from the outside, come see us. We're at 2Y3X.com. And if you've got questions, contact me through there because I'm more than happy to give advice and point you in the right direction and make introductions and stuff.
Awesome. So as we close, so Felix, tell the listeners once again who you are, how they could connect with you on social media, and then we'll close it out.
Cool. So my name is Felix Velarde, which nobody in history has ever been able to spell. So on Twitter, I am at Felix V. It's V for Victor. But come and see us at 2y3x.com and scaleatspeed.com. If you really want to find out what how you stand and how scalable you are right now, there's a scorecard, a self-assessment at scaleatspeed.com. So go and do that because that'll give you some pointers where you can start with your own business to make progress.
And there you have it, listeners of How I Scale Service podcast. Once again, I'm your host, Genesis Amaris-Kemp, and you just heard Felix Velarde with 2Y3X. He left all his information, and you could also find this information in the show notes. Until we chat next time, have a wonderful Wednesday.
Caitlin here. Thank you so much for listening to the How I Scaled Service podcast. If you're a business owner who has successfully scaled their business to multiple six figures or more, and you would like to be on this program, visit risingranksdigital.com/apply. And if you got something out of this interview, I would love for you to share it with your network. Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on your social channels. If you know someone that would be a great guest, make sure to tag them to let them know about the show and include the hashtag #HowIScaledService. I love seeing your posts and your guest suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show and truly mean a lot to my team and me. Want to stay in our world? Go to our website, risingranksdigital.com, or follow me on LinkedIn at Caitlin Strumpel, Facebook at Rising Ranks Digital, and Instagram at Caitlin Strumpel. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.